Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on Let's Face the Issues. As we face the issues each and every day, we remind you that we base the determination, decision, dialogue, and discussion on the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Keep in mind, it's not our philosophical thought, rhetoric, or otherwise a denominational dogma, but what does the Bible say? That's the foremost on any issue that we discuss. We'll be talking about today, what about the resurrection? The resurrection of Jesus, is it fact or fiction? What about the resurrection? What do we believe? Do we believe what some loose, lax, lost liberal might say? Do we believe what some denier of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God may tell us? Or do we believe what the Word of God says? That's the key. The truth book. What does the Bible say? Each and every day as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I tell us each and every day that we need to have a central biblicist worldview. That is, what does the Bible say? Looking at and analyzing everything through the prism of the Word of God, not philosophical rhetoric or some political dogma or some denominational thought, but what does the Bible say? John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a dogmatic statement in John 17:17. He says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, I commend it to you. It's called the Bible. I highly recommend that you read, understand, and allow the work of the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your heart and show you what the Word of God says. And it's not based on denominational dogma. I had a dear lady a number of years ago. We were talking about theological issues, and she said, well, you're Baptist, and that's just what Baptists believe. No, ma'am, I'm a central biblicist, and it's what the Bible says. And that ought to be the mantra and the argument, the debate, the discussion, the dialogue that each of us have as believers today. It's what does the Bible say? Not what my denominational dogma might say. I've seen too many times, in fact, most of the time, where an individual might believe the truth and understand the truth and know the truth, but then want to layer a denominational dogma on top of the truth, rather than just simply having the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is denied, rejected, and repulsed by so many today. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And we find that to be the fact today. You have those today that are rejecting the truth. You have those today that are denying the truth and rejecting those that stand for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that's been a mantra of mine for years and years and years. The 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, made this statement. "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And I commend that to you. That should be the modus operandi for each and every one of our lives. We should allow the Word of God to be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet. It is Psalms 119, verse 105. And that ought to be the mindset we have today, is what does the Bible say, the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time has the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, there's a gigantic flag, U.S. flag flowing, waves about 165 feet in there. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff and employees to worship in the house of God with the believers as God ordained it in His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview to see what God does in placing you in the work in the life of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, a very important subject today, and we're going to start out with introducing the subject with a little unusual approach, as I would simply call it otherwise. But let me say before I get into the heart of the discussion today, we're offering a free book. It's 107 pages. It is titled The Proofs of the Resurrection. It is a theological doctrinal treatise on the study of the scripture about the proofs of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the back of the book I'm reading said the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is perhaps one of the most debated and denied doctrines of the Bible. Yet the biblical record is very clear. There are many infallible proofs of Jesus' resurrection. The Bible teaches that one must believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus to be saved. But yet history records a variety of false theologies or theories that must be rejected by the believers today, and goes into the details in the book about the different theories about the resurrection and how it is denied, repulsed, and disbelieved down through the centuries. But ladies and gentlemen, that book is yours free today. Every caller that calls into this broadcast today, our call screener will take your name and address and then get that to us, and we'll ship you a book, The Proofs of the Resurrection. It's just a $16 book. But it's yours free today just by calling the broadcast, asking your question on the air, and leaving your name and address so that we can ship that to you. We're looking forward to placing these books in your hands. I believe it'll be a good study tool for any Christian. It's ideal for a Sunday school teacher, for deacons. It's ideal for the average church member, the average Christian. It's ideal for pastors. It's written in such a way that it is outline form, that you can pick it up and use it as a teaching tool book in your Sunday school class, for Sunday school teachers, etc. We commend it to you. I happen to know the author very well. Had the privilege of publishing the book back a few years ago, and I believe it'll be a blessing and a benefit to you. So for every caller, that's yours today. Free, and we will even pay the postage to get it to you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, today's society is bombarded. Listen to me. It's bombarded with so many so-called truths, it makes it so difficult to determine fact from fiction. Now, that's a blanket statement, and yet that's very true in every realm of society today. Ladies and gentlemen, it makes it difficult to understand what is fact. If you watch the Communist Network News, if you watch CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, et cetera, each of them, you're told, we're told and had been told for years and years and years that President Donald Trump was a puppet of Vladimir Putin of Russia. Multitudes believe the lie. And now John Durham's report, coming out by dribbles, I don't know why that, but nevertheless, that's it. But John Durham's report proves that the entire Russiagate hoax was in fact a hoax, all planned, all paid for, all promoted by the Marxist regime and the DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign. Yet the left attempted to impeach President Trump on the fabricated false lies that was perpetrated upon the populace in America today. Then we have the Hunter Biden, the Biden family cabal, and the hundreds of millions of dollars of bribe money paid to the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, from Russia and Ukraine and China. And yet the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and the DOJ all knew this over 3 years ago, but the media lied to us and said it was simply Russian disinformation. I'm using this, ladies and gentlemen, to point out to us that there's so much information out of the information pipeline that you've got to understand what's true and what's false and how to separate fact from fiction. And so also in the realm of theological doctrinal truths today, there's so many different variants of what would be called truth. Each and every person has a philosophy that what I believe is true, and it doesn't make any difference what anybody else says. I can believe what I want to believe, and it is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not the case at all. In fact, as I've used many times, the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is based on the death of truth. He says the truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, it's vital that we study the Word. We'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. I have with me today Pastor Glenn Davis, hailing up from Folkestone, Georgia.
Amen.
Pastor
Amen.
Davis, glad to have you on the set with us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you riding this gospel train.
Amen.
Amen. On a Friday. Amen. Every Friday. Amen. Every opportunity it is. Doesn't matter what day. It doesn't even have to be on the radio. Anytime. Amen. That I can be with you in your presence or amongst wherever you are.
Amen.
I count that a privilege and an honor. Amen. I don't take it lightly.
You.
Amen.
It's a blessing.
And I just thank God for you. Love you so much.
Amen.
You and your family and everyone so great of people that we know that are a part of the family of God. So we just thank and praise God for that connection,
amen,
that spirit that binds us together.
Amen.
And I just want to say to all of those that are listening on today, good morning to my bride of 36 years and everyone else, amen, all my family and friends that are listening on today, amen, all the faithful saints down in St. Mary's, amen, that I spoke with that listened to the broadcast.
Amen.
Continuously
thank you.
Thank God for all of you.
Yes.
Amen. On today, the pastors, the bishops, everyone everywhere, all of my friends. Amen. Everywhere. I just thank God for all of you and your support and the great things, amen, that you tell me each time I come around, how you enjoy Dr. Youngblood and I,
amen,
on this broadcast. So we ask you to continue listening and let's be encouraged by the truths that we are sharing on this broadcast. Because Dr. Youngblood, you so faithfully have forewarned everyone that listens. And not only that, amen, you advise them to beware of the lies that are unraveling right before our faces in society right now.
Yes.
And it also is very true and from that aspect about the scriptures. Amen. When we look at how many false notions and false information are out there pertaining to the scriptures that people sometimes can be deceived about because they don't know the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you continue to advise them and warn them all the time on this show.
Amen.
About how important it is to know the truth.
Absolutely.
So we ask you to listen attentively on today and make sure that you get something from this broadcast.
This is a very pivotal study, a very serious, a very important doctrine in the scripture that multitudes have an incorrect idea and understanding on. And just as I indicated a moment ago about the deception that goes forth about political things, so also there's a major deception that reigns in the world today about theological, doctrinal, biblical truths.
Amen.
In fact, I'll talk about this for just a moment, then we'll take our first caller. Ladies and gentlemen, from the spiritual realm, from the biblical, theological, doctrinal realm, truths are often denied, rejected, refused, based on some theory that someone has studied or read, or based on some doctrinal error that someone has published and printed are based on what is being said out of pulpits today that's in contradiction to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And one of those things throughout the centuries, ladies and gentlemen, is the doctrine of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been denied, it's been challenged, it's been demeaned, and different theories have been arrived at down through the centuries that are simply countering to what the Scripture says. It's denied and challenged. So what does the Bible really say about Jesus' bodily resurrection? Is it fact or is it fiction? Can a person deny, disbelieve, and reject the bodily resurrection of Jesus and yet be saved? What are some of the theories of Jesus' resurrection? Why is the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ so critical? And that's what I want us to understand today. The Bible is our only source. The Bible is our only answer to these questions that we have about theological doctrinal truths. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Pastor Davis there, my brothers in Christ, may God bless you richly both this day.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
So also for you, brother.
Yes, yes, yes. I wanted to touch on a point you were talking about, the inundation of the world around us here in the form of the media and social media. I wanted to partake how I deal with it there, and hopefully it may or may not help somebody that's listening today. You got to take at least, you cannot be unplugged from it, but you have to look at it with a critical eye. Delivering the news is one thing. Man bites dog. I get it. But whenever they go beyond man bites dog, I think that all dogs should be X. They're adding personal opinion. You can look at that for what it is and then make your own analysis and then look at it in a spiritual way and say, how does this affect me, my beliefs, my morals, and where I stand in this world? These talking heads, a lot of them in the media today, don't have your welfare at their center. They have their own welfare at their own center and their own agenda. If their agenda doesn't line up with Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and a biblical term and morality that's been, you know, explained in the Bible, then it's of no use, just to be cast away.
It's all vacuous, void, and empty, and meaningless. In fact, as you were alluding to a moment ago, most of the media today, whether it's speaking about, and very little media talks about spiritual things, but you find that in the realm of theological doctrinal truths or doctrinal error as being promulgated from pulpits and theological books and journals, and those that have wrong ideas and misinterpretation of the Scripture. But for those that are coming from the Communist Network News, as I call it, I find it fascinating that now with the new ownership and the new leadership at the Communist Network News, better known as CNN, they've fired a number of them. And there's about, I think, 10 or 11 has already been fired. And there's two or three more in the crosshairs because the new management/ownership team are about CNN saying that they want to get back to presenting the news without a bias on what is being said. Now, I'm interestingly watching, not too closely, but interestingly watching to see if that comes about, because if that is the case, they've got to fire about another dozen heads because the article that I read just yesterday said with CNN, their ratings have plummeted since the Joe Biden stole the election, and their listening audience is absolutely minuscule, and they're trying all kind of new things. But the point being, in my rattling on about that, is that so also we find today all kinds of things that are being said about theological doctrinal truths that are not true, biblically speaking. The source is the Word of God, and you so aptly stated that, and it is exactly right. Jim, thank you so much for your insight, for your discussion on this. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, a very serious question that needs to be asked. What about the resurrection, the bodily resurrection of Jesus? Is it fact or is it fiction? What does the Bible say? We're going to talk about that. Pastor Davis is with me today. We're going to talk about that. Pastor Davis, Jesus preached and told his disciples that he would be crucified, buried, and on the third day he would be raised from the dead. Read for us, for our listeners, if you will, Matthew 27:63. And that's just one of the verses. There are literally dozens of the verses that say this. But during the time you're looking at that, looking for that, Pastor, I want to also say to our listeners, the resurrection, bodily resurrection, was not something that was brand new with Jesus. Job believed in the resurrection. In Job chapter 19, verse 25 through 27, Job said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God,
Amen.
Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins, that is the heart, be consumed within me." Pastor, Job believed in the resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus taught his disciples and we that are reading today that he was going to die and rise again. Read that text about that.
Are we going to Matthew 27?
Matthew 27, verse 63. The
63,
latter portion of
amen.
It in particular.
I want to make sure about that. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 27, 63. Here's what it says. "Saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again."
Yes. Jesus said, and they were calling him a deceiver, but Jesus said, "I'm going to rise again." In fact, in Matthew 28:6, the scripture says, "He is not here, for he is risen as he said
Amen.
He would." Matthew 16:21, "And suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day."
Amen. Amen.
Over and over and over, Pastor, in Jesus' life, work, and ministry for that 3 short years in his incarnation, his bodily form, he said to his disciples and for those that are reading the scripture today, "I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to be crucified. I will be buried. But on the third day, I'm going to rise again." In fact, when the angel spoke, the Matthew the 28th chapter, the angel spoke for when his disciples were coming looking for Jesus' body. "He is not here, for he is risen as he said." In fact, in the text in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, "For as Jonah was the 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth," talking about his burial, "and would rise again." Pastor, talking about the resurrection, what are the texts do we have that talks about the biblical resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ that you feel that we need to share with our listeners today as we set the foundation for where we're going on the resurrection of Jesus?
Well, first of all, Dr. Youngblood, I think we can put full trust and confidence in what Jesus Christ said about himself.
Absolutely.
As you just confirmed from that portion of scripture, but also when you go to the book of Revelation, because so many people have a problem with the Old Testament sometimes.
Right.
So I want to call your attention to the New Testament, Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Both confirm the fact that Jesus said, "I am the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead."
Yes.
That's in verse number 5.
Right.
And then when you go to verse number 18, he says, "I am he that liveth and was dead." Amen. So that lets me know right there, Dr. Youngblood, we can put full trust and confidence in the New Testament testimony.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
That Jesus, because like I said again, so many times, and I have to wonder, you know, when I, you know, confront these individuals sometime, if you are a Christian, why do you have problems with the Word of God?
Yes.
The Old Testament and the New Testament both together makes up the 66 books, and all of it is God's Word.
All of it's Word of God.
So if you're going to be a Christian, you have got to believe in the whole book.
Yes.
In fact, amen, when we go, amen, to the prophet, I believe that was Jeremiah, when he was talking to God one day, God told him to eat the whole book.
Yes.
Amen, not just part of it.
That's right.
He had to eat the whole book. So now we as New Testament Christians, let's get back on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God commands us to not only believe in his word, but he says, "Study to show thyself approved."
Absolutely. Amen.
So if we take those proper steps in understanding the Word of God fully, we would never have a problem believing in what we're supposed to believe as New Testament believers.
Part of the problem, Pastor Davis, and I've seen it for, as I jokingly say, but yet real, I'm still under 100 years old, and in less than 100 years now, I've seen that many Christians, because we call it the Old Testament and the New Testament, like we've got an old car and we get a new car, so the old car is cast aside. There are many people today that look at the Old Testament as to be something cast aside and have no value because we have the New Testament. Without the Old Testament, the New Testament has no foundation. The New Testament are the windows to understand the Old Testament and vice versa, as we stated the Scripture. Let me read a quote about the resurrection, the bodily resurrection, a quote by R.A. Torrey, one of the church fathers of yesteryear. R.A. Torrey said, and I quote, "While the literal bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of Christian doctrine, it is also the Gibraltar of Christian evidence and the Waterloo of infidelity and rationalism." Dr. Torrey further states, "The doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is central in the Christian faith, not peripheral. To deny it is to reprove and remove the cornerstone, the keystone of the arch of Christianity," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is the question, asking the question, what about the resurrection? Is it fact or fiction? I'd love to hear from you. That telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. Every caller today, as you call in, leave your name and address with us, call screener, and we will send you the book I had the privilege of authoring just a few years ago, The Proofs of the Resurrection. It is a 107-page book. It is a fact-filled, Bible, theologically, doctrinally sound, scripture-filled book, and I believe it needs to be in the hand of every Christian. Love to send that to you. Will not cost you a dime. We'll even pay the shipping to get it to you. It's a good study tool book for Sunday school teachers, for ushers, for deacons, for pastors, that you can use and replicate in the classroom that others might understand the truth of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831. If you're out of the area code, it's 904-831-0917. Pastor, not only did Jesus preach that he's going to rise again, and we could go to multiple scriptures. We could take the balance of this broadcast just reading the scriptures to validate what Jesus said.
Amen.
So notwithstanding that fact, understood that Jesus Christ said that he was going to rise again, the Apostle Paul preached the resurrection.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul preached the resurrection. Pastor, if you have your Bible there, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to touch on this in the last couple of minutes before our news break. But the Apostle Paul taught the biblical doctrine of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, read for us verses 12 through 19. It's
an
elongated unit of thought, but it makes the point very, very clearly. The Apostle Paul believed in and taught the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read that for us.
Amen. Verse 12 says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable."
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a unit of thought that I cherish. It is one of the fundamentals of the faith. The Apostle Paul is saying, if you reject the bodily resurrection of Jesus, verse 17, you're still in your sins. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.